Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A U.S. official says that Israel has launched a missile strike on Iran overnight. Iranian media say that an unknown object was shot down over the city of Isfahan and there were no injuries or damage on the ground. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was questioned about the strike by reporters. He would only say the United States did not participate in an offensive military operation. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London. Other global leaders are reacting to the news.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says Israel, quote, absolutely has the right to self-defense. But after a speech in central London, he added,
significant escalation is not in anyone's interest. What we want to see is calm heads prevail across the region.
De-escalation was also the word used by several other leaders, from Germany's chancellor to the head of the European Commission to Italy's foreign minister and a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry. Australia, meanwhile, is urging its citizens to leave Israel and the Palestinian territories if it's safe to do so as Mideast tensions rise. And international airlines are rerouting and canceling some regional flights. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Jury selection resumes this hour in the New York criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. 12 jurors and an alternate are seated. Yesterday, two seated jurors were excused. One of them said she didn't know if she could remain impartial. That's because she said she feared her identity would be revealed. NPR's Jimena Bustillo says all prospective jurors are being questioned.
The first thing that the judge has been asking is for them to raise their hands if they believe that they cannot be fair and impartial. Nearly 100 people this week raised their hands and were immediately excused. The next question is if they cannot serve for any other reason, and without question, a few others are then dismissed. Then begins the process of reading 42 questions from an agreed-upon questionnaire.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo reporting. Climate change likely will increase the economic value of rooftop solar panels in coming decades. That's according to a new study. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the survey of 2,000 homes finds a warming climate will make solar more valuable in nearly all communities across the U.S.
A changing climate can bring extreme heat and more clouds, which both reduce rooftop solar panel performance, but more sun can also boost generation. Consider the pluses and minuses, and they cancel each other out in some places. Overall, though, University of Michigan professor Michael Craig says climate change will boost the value of solar up to nearly 20% for other reasons.
The key factor here was not so much the change in solar generation. The key factor instead was increased demand of the household because of more air conditioning.
Craig says electricity generated from rooftop solar will get used directly for cooling, which avoids retail utility rates. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.